Hey, this is Mark.
And this is Andrew.
And, of course, we're Hammock, and this is the commentary disc for Departure Songs. We thought we'd take you guys through track by track, and then as we go along, we'll isolate some tracks that maybe are buried in the mix or some that we want you to hear separated. So, anyway, the first song is Cold Front, and believe it or not, it actually is the last song we wrote. It wasn't even going to be going on the record, but we got into the final mix and started messing around with something, and we were convinced that this had to go on the record as the opener once we got done with it. The title of it really is, it's just, this album has kind of a weather theme because of, 2010 flood, and realizing that one thing you can't escape is the weather. The album starts out with Cold Front, ends with a tornado warning. But anyway, the first thing we're going to isolate for you is the building block of the song. It's a stereo delay looping guitar. I got up this huge delay, and then Andrew started playing, and it starts out slow. You'll hear it start the song, and by the end of the song, it's really massive and huge because it keeps looping on itself. So anyway, here's that track.
On this next bit, there are some keyboard sounds that are just providing the texture kind of throughout the song. I think this is three sets of stereo tracks all together. So check this out.
So this next bit is a great example of how we intertwine our guitar parts. It starts with the reverse guitar. We played it forward, and then we reversed it. And then as it goes, you'll hear these different lines come in, finally ending with a slide guitar, which really is hard to hear in the mix, but it's on the left side. You'll get an idea now of all the guitars coming in isolated.
And this is going on underneath the vocal, right?
It starts, I think, right before the vocal, and then it plays throughout. It starts right before the vocal, and then it plays through the vocal.
All right.
Thank you.
So this is the cello parts isolated at the end of the song. Normally we score this stuff either for the string players or for Matt Slocum, who's actually playing this, a cello player. But this time we just kind of let him have free rein and sent him the track and kind of told him where we wanted cello, but left all the scoring up to him. So this is what he came up with. We're really happy with it.